Okay, Michael, go ahead and take it away. And as soon as I receive the presentation, I'll upload it personally.
Great. Okay, Kim. I'm just sending you again right now. I think everything should be fine. And, okay. So this is the PDF that you should have. So, hey, I want to thank everyone for being on the line with us. And let me just pull this thing up. Okay. And I want to tell you guys a little bit about kickboxing. Tell you guys about kickboxing. Again, the presentation should be uploaded shortly. Apologize for that. But so on the call is myself, Michael Perrella, who's the CEO, and Scott Ferrari, who's the Director of Franchise Development. And I'll try and do the best I can without you guys being able to see a presentation yet. But the easiest thing to do is to start off with, you know, what is I Love Kickboxing? I know you guys are familiar with kickboxing concepts. You know, you've got one in your inventory now. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit later about what's different or what are the points of differentiation between us and, you know, the brands you're familiar with, and even just some of the brands that you have in our inventory that in your inventory that are not fitness related. For the most part, I Love Kickboxing is a group fitness exercise franchise. So it has one type of class that's taught up to 8 times per day, and it is it's really designed to targets the fitness industry, the fitness market. It's not a fighting gym. It doesn't we don't do martial arts or there's any contact punching and kicking between anybody. So as a result, the majority of our clientele is a female. It's 85% female, and it's about a 15% male demographic. It is approximately 22 years old. They are about 22 years old to 46 years old. And the same types of people who would be attending, you know, any kind of gym or but primarily have fitness and weight loss goals. You know, they want to be in better shape, and they want to be able to burn and cut fat. So that's the primary, you know, person who's a member. The as you guys are going to see some of the unit economics a little later on, but let me talk about some of the things as far as the physical footprint that we can get to now. The average location runs between about 2,600 and 3,200 square feet. They exist primarily in strip centers and even some industrial areas with a light retail feel, as long as the spaces are, you know, safe looking and well lit. We're going to talk later about our national realty company that helps to find these locations and how that process works. And it's something we've certainly cleaned up in the last couple of years. And without getting into, again, because we don't have the PowerPoint, we're a franchise that's been in existence for about 4 years. We started out first, before that, as a license program. So it was kind of like a business in a box that we sold to fitness centers and gyms and martial arts schools. And eventually, as it became extremely successful, we rolled it into a franchise. That being said, 4 years old, we'll talk about number of locations. It's approximately 175 locations up and running. There's over 400 locations that are in various stages of development. And let's see, you know, there are a bunch of unicorn stacks that we're going to share with you guys that are going to really help you to tee us up. And then I'm going to explain to you, you know, what this all means in a moment. But we have never closed a unit in 4 years. When you guys go through validation, when your candidates go through validation, they're going to find it extremely strong, and they're going to be very hard-pressed to find anybody who's struggling in the concept. You know, Kim made it really clear about how impressed she was, and she's obviously extremely thorough in her validation process on the FranNet side, but she was truly impressed with the validation. And in our discovery process, you're going to find out, unusual compared to other franchises, we actually lead with validation right away, and it gets people very, very excited because they're hearing just extraordinary stories about all levels of success that our candidates actually have. You know, we'll talk about this a little further. We are truly an absentee and semi-absentee model. When I created the model, I really created it for myself. So I'm a franchisee with 8 units. I'm building a 9th right now. And they've always served as a laboratory for us to check and test out a variety of systems before we release them to our franchisees. And also help build a lot of trust between us and the franchisees, as they know that if we tell them to do anything, that, you know, it always works 100%. So, again, truly an absentee model because I created the structure, the infrastructure for how the franchise is run based on my wants and needs. And I'm a very successful operator. I've got some of the most successful units in the franchise, although there are a bunch of other franchisees that are nipping at my heels. We have a very, very incredible item 19. You guys will be able to see that. Part of the item 19, which has really been so incredible, maybe some things you've never heard of before, our average break-even point for franchisees in the year 2015 was 72 days, right? Now, that's not a typo. It's 72 days with the average break-even point. Our five best break-evens of last year, to give you a juxtaposition as far as where the median was, is 18 days, 19 days, 26 days, 34 days, and 56 days. So all that stuff will be sent to you guys as well. And we're creating a one-sheet or two-sheet for you guys so that you're able, and girls, so that you're able to get the key points to really blow this, you know, the doors off of this when it comes to speaking to your candidates. But I don't know of any other franchise in any industry that has the ability to break even inside of a 90-day period like this, and especially, imagine, even in 3 weeks. And we're going to actually tell you in a little bit why that's possible. So, you know, another note, I want you guys to know as far as doing business with us, and again, don't allow the PowerPoint to be the key thing in this case that identifies or, you know, communicates who we are. But we have been in another network for the first, well, for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. We have been the number one piece of inventory in their network for over 2 years. So we smashed every record they possibly have. We're very adept at closing. We closed for the last few years an average of 1 out of 7 deals. So when you send candidates to us, you're going to rest assured they are going to get closed. We have been not only been the number one franchise in this other network, but last year, not this year yet, last year alone, we paid them $3.77 million in commission. This year, we're up to about 1.5 as far as the first half of the year. So those are serious and pretty real numbers, and there have been a lot of consultants we've worked with that have earned, you know, multiple six figures. I think our best in 1 year from one consultant was $520,000. So, you know, we've learned this franchise business pretty quick. We work really well with other brokers, other consultants. A lot of communication between my team of three, and it's headed by Scott Ferrari, and then both Aaron and Fred are two of the other development guys. And, you know, we really understand the concept of working hand-in-hand with consultants and how important it is on both ends that these sales do get made to the right candidates. So I'll just give you guys a very, very small outline of the company. My pedigree is, you know, I started the business of, like, fitness and martial arts training when I was 24 years old, so this is about 25 years ago. And at a certain point, about 2009, I decided to reinvent the fitness kickboxing model because I saw a lot of opportunity, and there weren't many people that were doing it successfully at the time. And I saw a way to penetrate this market and to build a model that was going to be truly successful on both the consumer end and both the owner end. So it started out, as I mentioned before, as a license, and we pivoted after a few years into a franchise. And the great thing about this is, and one of the reasons why I think we've had a lot of success, even as far as scalability and growth, we didn't seem to hit the snag that many franchises did at our periods, or the period we're open, is that we've been coaching and consulting small businesses on the entrepreneurial side of things to begin as an entrepreneur or to grow as an entrepreneur for almost 20 years. And that pedigree that we have really has prepared us to deal with the challenges that many people face as they expand and work with owners in this capacity that, you know, quite honestly, most people start a business, they turn into a franchise, but they have nothing to do with coaching, consulting people. They don't know how to do it. We're very, very strong in that area, and that's always been a big benefit to our franchisees. So I mentioned before, this was initially sold as a license to martial arts and fitness centers, and then we created a standalone model for the franchise. So as you I don't see the presentation yet, but as you go through this discovery process to find out about us, you're going to see there are 4 points that really make ILKB, which is the acronym we use for ILF Kickboxing, a very, very different company. The first of which is the marketing. And that is, although I don't like that to be the only thing that you guys talk about, you're going to find out it's one of the most compelling things because it's a measurable differentiation. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can have steak in one restaurant, I can have steak in one restaurant. We can both bicker back and forth about which steak we feel or, you know, what we believe is the better steak. But it's very subjective. The marketing part of this is very quantifiable, and you're going to see what we do in the marketing that gets people to break even in a matter of weeks, such a short period of time. The second thing that we do that is really, really unique inside the fitness industry, and I think as I see more things that happen on a corporate level, on a national level, it's actually pretty unique in that respect as well, and that's the hiring and staffing, how we do it, how easy it is for us to work with the franchisees and help them in the hiring process, and I'll get more of that in detail in a moment. The unique customer experience that we have that really keeps people coming back at a way higher rate in an average than people do in other areas of fitness. And the thing you really can't ignore, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is the unit economics and how strong they are. And what you're going to find out is when you tee this up, that 95% of the people that you speak to are not interested in fitness. Matter of fact, most of the consultants that we've ever spoke to hated fitness concepts, and for a myriad of reasons. But you're going to find out that you're going to fall in love with this, you know, no coincidence, it's in the name, but you're going to fall in love with this company so quickly because the unit economics are so compelling that even if you don't like fitness or if you're not a fit person or if you never had a pension for it, you're going to love this and your candidate's going to love it because it's impossible to ignore how well this brand does. So let's get started on the first part, which is the marketing. And what this starts with, and the cool thing about this is, you know, it's one thing to turn people into an entrepreneur, okay? It's the second thing to turn them into a marketing expert at the same time. So we separated those two things and realized very early on, if corporate, since we're so adept at this, if corporate is able to handle the marketing side of things, then we will have a much better time in getting our clients to that successful break-even point and that high profit level. So what we built was very high-converting direct response websites. And this comes with the background that I have, and I am an expert in marketing, and you're going to find that out as you go through this presentation with me, even though we don't have it on the screen, which is our fault. But you're going to see that this has really been the game-changing aspect of our company. So you've got obviously our websites are built. We've got a full in-house shop here. So it's search engine optimization. We're able to be responsive on all devices, so whether it's tablets, phones, computers, desktops. But one of the things I pioneered about 9 years ago for the fitness industry was a paid online mini membership. Now, you've seen it quite commonly today when you see sites like Groupon, Gilt, and Living Social, where they sell these mini memberships for gyms. The thing is, I was doing it before then, and I was selling it to those industries, and we really tweaked and perfected a system of getting people to enroll on small mini memberships, trial memberships, when everyone else was doing like free 30 days, free week, free class, that kind of stuff. But that free thing doesn't really bring a very qualified customer to your facility. When you have someone pay for something, the chance of them showing up is much higher, and based on the law of compliance, that once they bought one thing from you, buying them a second thing, like an upgraded membership or a full membership, is 15 times easier. So we build all this stuff for our franchisees. We also supply them and actually upload for them all the emails that convert buyers to, or future buyers in as time goes on. For the people who maybe visit a website and you weren't very excited to join or do that thing today, but you want it to keep in front of you want it to be kept in front of your mind, so when you are ready to join, you know, the information is right there. Doing all videos, blogs, Facebooking, all done for you campaigns that are almost 95% installed on behalf of, you know, for corporate on behalf of the franchisee. So they really almost have to do nothing. Some of the franchisees really enjoy it and they like to get a little bit involved with us. But for the franchisee who decides they don't know anything about marketing and they just want to chill and sit back, they can absolutely do that too. Along with providing, you know, direct mail, powerful print, radio ads, every single thing possible is done in an in-house shop. So my headquarters in New York, in Long Island, where Data Discovery takes place, is a 12,000-square-foot building with almost 60 employees that work in some capacity for the franchise. We've got a full graphics team. There's like 7 people. We've got 8 programmers. There's a 9-person SEO and marketing team that does all the online magic that gets that drives massive traffic to your door. So what does this really mean when it comes to a location? So as I'll get to a little bit further, as Kim found out in her discovery, about 200 to 220 members is what it takes to a facility to break even. But what we've been able to do is we've been able to get trial memberships that usually convert at about a 50% rate. So if I need 200 members to break even, I need about 400 trial memberships. If I need 220 members to break even, I need 440 trial memberships. I'm able to get, for a location, somewhere between 800 and, or actually between 600 and 1,400 trial memberships before they ever open their doors. So we've got some owners that were very adept at getting a few hundred of them within a few weeks, converting those trial memberships to regular memberships and hitting those break-even points in a matter of weeks. Some people, it takes a couple of months to do it, but either way, it's a staggering amount of business that gets done in the first few weeks in their facilities, which is great, but it is all because we drive the traffic there before they open. So when I've heard of other concepts that have sometimes reached 1, 3, or 5, or 10% of their pre-grand opening goal, we have never in our history missed the mark of having the required number of people to break even before they open. It never happens. As a matter of fact, under item 19, you'll see the average unit had 612 online memberships prior to opening last year. Now, this is part of the information that's just irrefutable. You cannot, you know, compare this to some other brand because nobody does this at all. Not in the fitness industry, nowhere. And if anyone is doing anything that even resembles it, it's something they probably learned from us at some point. So this really, really and truly has become a game changer, and it takes the problem away from the biggest problem with any business is, you know, you made this great steak or hamburger, you've got the you know your tray dress is beautiful, your staff is well trained, but if no one shows up to eat the burger, you're going to be out of business pretty fast. And it's a problem that has a very quick expiration date on it, and that's why you know it's always I struggle when, or I suffer when I hear about other businesses. It's really painful when I hear it takes 12 months, 15 months, 18 months to break even. It just doesn't have to be that way. And in the digital age of today, if you have a handle on marketing, and even for you guys as consultants, if you know how to market well, and I've given a lot of advice to consultants in the past as well, and if any of you are interested, my door is always open, my phone is always on, and you guys can reach out about some of those ideas. But getting people to respond to offers and finding the right person is easier than it's ever been in the past. So it's a very exciting proposition for franchisees. The next point of differentiation we have is hiring and staffing. So I want to frame this for you guys for a second. So fitness jobs in general completely suck. The pay is really limited. They don't offer health insurance or benefits. In most cases, if you're a trainer or if you're a group fitness class instructor, you've got to work at multiple places to fill up a 40-hour work week. And in between those 40 hours is time traveling back and forth, and it's canceled classes, and it's a lot of problems. We decided, since we realized when I built this, that, hey, this is one of the challenges that this industry has, how do we mitigate this problem? One is by building a structure, and you're going to see in the unit economics in a few moments, that was so superior to what was being done that we could pay people way better. So what we are able to do is give people jobs. So let me give you an example of this. A lot of industries are going to have a problem when the minimum wage raise goes up to $15 an hour because the economics of their stores or their businesses weren't designed for that. So you're seeing that McDonald's and Wendy's where they're putting in kiosks instead of people to cash registers so they can take orders. And that's how they're going to fix this problem. They can fix the problem by getting more people to buy their food. So what they have to do is reduce expenses on overhead. With us, we start out, and nationally, we start out at the minimum price to hire at $15 an hour. Now, with that in alone, when LA Fitness and other big box gyms are charging $9 or paying $9 and $10 an hour max, it's very easy to attract people to our brand who have this penchant for fitness because they aren't paying full-time wages, so they're not offering health insurance either. So we really have a different paradigm when it comes to this. And in turn, what it's done is this. It's given us a very, very motivated and dedicated employee who outperforms people who are just there taking up space at a different job. And it's given us amazing employee retention so that we don't have to spend the money on continuously training and hiring. That gets very costly after a while. So I decided at the very beginning, I said, you know what, I don't want to pay a portion of health insurance. We pay 100% of health benefits for our employees. Okay, we actually have a Fortune 500 plan that I'll talk to you guys in a few minutes about. We offer vacation, sick days, really comprehensive stuff that people are attracted to. And you guys know as well as anyone else that it's not just the salary, it's the benefits and the working environment. So we built this extremely comprehensive bonus structure, and it's based on the complete performance of the facility. So that every employee who works full-time in that facility, and there's an average of 4 full-time employees, assistant manager, a manager, 2 full-timers, and usually a few part-timers to fill in some spots, but it gets every one of them on the same page, the growth and success of the company. Because as an owner, and especially if you expect to be absentee, you need a team that you can really trust and that is going to be batting for you 100%, and that's what we created here. Again, this stuff is usually common sense, but sometimes in the world of business, the common sense is not always so common, and people don't always, you know, just see what's a clear solution for things. So the other cool thing that we do at headquarters is we are very involved in the hiring of your 2 key employees, your assistant manager and your manager. So they're actually interviewed by somebody at corporate before they get hired. We give our assessment to you or to the candidate, right, the franchisee, and let them know what we think about that. We also have manager instructor boot camps that franchisees can send their employees to. We're building a corporate training center in California as well, but we have one in New York. It's free of charge for all franchisees, and it's monthly. And the only thing they have to pay is for lodging and room and board and stuff and traveling. But it's really helped us to stay in constant contact with our franchisees and to assure that we all have a certain level of quality control, and everyone's got the same mission behind them, same mission statement. So that's really been helpful for us because we know a lot of franchisees fail when it comes to the level of growth that we've had. So the next thing is the third thing is really the unique customer experience that we have. Oh, so we have a, okay, so I just was told that we have the...
Everyone has an email.
Okay, so you have an email. All right, so I guess if you scroll through, I'm on the ILKB customer experience side. So the first way this starts is really that Jane's life is horrible. And Jane being the avatar of an actual member we have, 32 years old, she's got two kids, she's still got 15 pounds of weight that she had trouble losing from different gyms. And her life's horrible. Her kids don't respect her. They run her amok. They run amok around her. Her husband doesn't respect her. Job treats her like crap, whatever. And she really needs an outlet, all right, a place where she can really feel really amazing about herself. And that's really the key to member retention and member value in any business is not just doing a bunch of cool things, but ultimately, like, think about this, because we wanted to create a rock star experience. So when you travel to five-star resorts, you go to really high-end hotels, you get what I always call this red carpet or this rock star experience. And they remember your last name, you know, this turn-down service. There's little things that go on inside the service package that let you know, like, wow, like, I'm an important person. I feel good. They remember my last name. They hold the door for me. The bartender remembers what drink I had. The waiter from the day before remembered how I liked my eggs. It's all those kind of things that really make you want to go back to that place. It's not just, you know, one piece of the experience, but it's everything, you know, a compilation. So we have done the same thing, and we have broken a lot of molds that you don't see really in the fitness industry. And we decided to treat people better than they get treated anywhere else in life. Because we learned a long time ago, the key to getting people to come back to the facility is not how you treat them once they're, you know, only when they're inside, but also the things that happen outside. So what we really do is, different from other gym models, we want people to come back. Most gyms are predicated, you know, their growth is predicated on the fact that they can enroll members that don't actually show. And that doesn't make anybody feel good about the brand. They don't get any results, and they're not telling anybody to join that facility. So we didn't like that part. So we wanted to change that, turn it upside down. We wanted to build a community within the facility, and we wanted to have a lot of social interaction outside the facility as well. And in doing that, we really you know, blew people away. But we, and you guys will learn about this, we send them a ton of stuff in the mail. We've got a partnership with a company, Edible Arrangements. We send one of these arrangements almost at every member's, you know, somewhere in their lifespan with us. Imagine when an Edible Arrangements comes to your office and it's got an ILKB logo on it, and it's healthy fruit, and it comes to your office, and everyone goes, oh, my God, who's that from? And you go, wow, it's from my kickboxing gym. And they go, next question out of everyone's mouth is, oh, my God, where do you train? And they'll have $5 gift cards from Starbucks and a bunch of cool stuff to give them that rock star and that, you know, that amazing experience that makes them, you know, I want to say, you know, in one way, it kind of guilts people into sticking with you because you've done so many cool things for them, you know, through that law of reciprocation that they don't want to leave. And they feel great about themselves. They get very addicted to that. So the last thing is, where really the big payoff is the unit economics. So, and you guys should be seeing a slide with a Monopoly guy on it. So let me give you some basic outlines here. Our franchise fee for a single unit is $50,000. For a three-pack is $110. And for $145 is the price for a five-pack. We're selling an average of 4.16 units over the last 24 months per deal. Okay. The price all in is about $250,000. And the actual membership in the facilities ranges between $125 to $149. So depending on which facility it is, they average tuition for a single member is about $135 a month. Now, some people will think that might be an expensive proposition because they think of they book up gyms like LA Fitness and these big box gyms that have a little bit of everything for everyone. But the reality of it is, in the boutique side of things, our prices are actually on the lower side. So when you see you know, spinning, yoga, CrossFit, these are concepts that are closer to the $200 per month range. So at $135 on average, we're actually on the low side. Now, if you've ever seen concepts that were $39, $59, and $89, even some kickboxing concepts, when people have asked me, like, well, why are you guys so expensive? It's not that we're so expensive. It's just that they're so cheap. And in most cases, they're cheaper than their economics suggest they should be. So we've understood what people are willing to pay and built a model around that. So about 200 to 220 members is the break-even point. And it exists somewhere between $30,000 and $32,000, $34,000 per month, depending on which location it is, what their rent is, and that kind of stuff. The 300 to 320 member mark will deliver for a franchisee a six-figure net income. That's a net income. I mean, obviously they have to pay taxes on it, but at 320 members, I don't think there's a single franchise that cannot earn at least $100,000. And you'll see from the United 19, and if you hear about validations when your candidates make them, you'll have franchisees that are making in excess of $200,000 for the same $250,000 all-in investment. So that's pretty compelling. Now, the cool thing about our brand is, too, is there's no expensive equipment. You don't have leases with treadmills and all this other stuff that can break down and have an effect on your membership that day. The only thing we have to replace about every 18 months are the heavy bags. And usually know about it when they need to be replaced. You know, you can see them starting to wear months in advance. So it's never really a challenge. And it's usually about 30 of those per unit. And, again, the unit economics, that super fast break-even point, is the thing that's going to get all of your candidates over that hump if they're even nervous about fitness for 1 second. So when you go to pitch this to them and tee it up, and they're like, well, I'm not really into fitness, they say, listen, before you say anything, this is a franchise that is able to break even in as early as 3 to 4 weeks, but the average break even for the past year was 72 days. I really think you should take a few minutes to listen to what they have to say. And that statement alone, we talk to consultants, works like a charm, and it's very hard if a person is investing, you know, X number of dollars, very hard for them to refute the fact that there's a chance to break even in such a short period of time. So it'll get them over that hump. Some key developments that have taken place in the last year that we really want to talk to you guys about. One of the challenges as we started scaling up was construction. And, you know, it's one thing, again, turning these people to entrepreneurs. Again, we took the marketing part away from them so they don't have to become marketing mavens. But the next thing we had was they had to become general contractors and manage their construction project. So what we did was we switched to a national construction company. It's the same company that's built all the Domino pizzas. It built Lumber Liquidators. And it's one of the, I think it's the biggest client of Home Depot. And they built Cannondale Bikes, a bunch of the national chains. And they've been able to, it probably cost them about $10,000 more and move our price up from about $240 to $250 all in. It cost about $10,000 more, but they've been able to shave 2 or 3 weeks off the price and construction and taking all the worry out of construction, all the headaches for the candidates. So that's been a great thing. We've also hooked up with a national realtor. And the coolest benefit about that was, because it was another point where some of these people that have no experience with realty, so they don't know what to do, they don't know what to say, even though we've given them a lot of material to give to the broker. Now we've got a national company. They hunt down the spaces. They also don't ask for terms. They dictate terms for landlords. And as a result of that, we've been able to get between an average of 60% of our franchisees have gotten between $30,000 and up to $100,000 in TI, in tenant improvements. Actually, I'm sorry, the numbers are closer to 70%. So it's almost a guarantee, and it's worked out really well, but it takes a lot of the stress off and the emotional part out of the process for the franchisee. We've got 4 finance companies we work with, Guidant, Benetrend, Fran Fund, and a fourth company, Apple Pie Funding, who is funding people on their second, third, fourth, and fifth units, only based off our item 19 or the track record they already have in their first unit. But if their first unit is very short, only been open for a few months, they defer back to our item 19. And we started with them a few months ago. We did a few deals in the first week, and across the limits when it comes to financing. What I suggest for all of you is get the financing taken care of as early as possible because we're getting the day discovery in 3 to 5 weeks. So you really want to make sure, don't have it where, you know, we're already there, they're already ready to buy, and then they have to go seek financing. It's always going to slow the process up. I mentioned before we added this Fortune 500 benefits package, IRA, 401Ks, full health insurance plan, and there's an amazing rebate for co-pays. Most cases, it's only $10. What we did is we created our own PEO, and we have an entire plan set up for our employees that are all in the fitness range, you know, 20 to 30-year-old people on average that have low health risk. We've been able to negotiate a much cheaper rate, and you also have if you're a franchisee, you've got a one-stop shop for where you call to get all that stuff set up for you. So there's no worries about any of that stuff. The other thing is we've got some really interesting partnerships that have helped us to grow and expand at an exponential rate. We're the exclusive fitness provider for David's Bridal. 40% of all bridal dresses are sold by David's Bridal. Think about that. Everyone wants to get before their wedding. They want to get amazing shape. They want to get, be perfect so these pictures, you know, are going to be lasting forever. And we work these small membership packages specific to the number of months they have before their wedding for both grooms and bridal parties. And it's very minimal expense to the franchisee, about like $100 a month. And, all they got to do is get, you know, one or two people for the whole year and it pays for itself. But it's been really, really successful for us. And we're also, and we have been for many years, we're the number one fitness deal on all of Groupon. Now, those of you who don't think deal sites are a great thing, I've been doing this from before they started, they are an amazing thing because Groupon emails out to our to potential clients about 60 million people per year. That's something we couldn't pay for. Plus, we have generated about $14 million in business with Groupon over the last 7 years. A lot of that money gets reinvested in the company, which is why I built such a large corporate infrastructure here, big corporate headquarters, that people get blown away with when they come for data discovery. But it does drive thousands of new members every month into our facilities, which is great. I think of the marketing part of things like a bicycle wheel, and there are a lot of different spokes. Some spokes are thicker, some spokes are thinner. But the more spokes you have, the more stability you have in the wheel. And, we've done a good job of doing this. So we partner with companies like Guilt City, Living Social, Yelp, all companies that drive memberships through a variety of different deals. I already mentioned that edible arrangements. We also just got recently into BJ's and Sam's Clubs. It took us a while to do that. We're in the 212 stores right now, and those are the ones that connect close to our franchisees. As that expands, we'll get into more units. And it's pretty exciting because people are buying these cards for our kickboxing to buy either three classes or five classes right at the checkout. And it's a bit of an impulse buy, but it's working amazingly. And we've got an amazing partnership with AT&T, where not only it's deep member and employee discounts, but there's a bunch of other perks, and there's a co-advertising platform that we created with them. So the ideal candidate that we have is two things. I mean, one is if a person loves fitness, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, because there isn't anything more solid they're going to be able to find in the fitness industry as far as the minimum type of investment with the maximum type of return and the absorbent amount of fun involved. They can be involved in the day-to-day operations, okay? However, like, I'm 49 years old, in very great, good shape, and I am perhaps one of the best kickboxing instructors in the country, all right? I'm not saying that to brag, I'm just saying a fact. However, I would never hire myself because I'm 49 years old and outside of the demographic that we like to have our instructors at. So for the owners who are closer to my age, we want their involvement really shouldn't be the face-to-face stuff with the consumer or the customer. And besides the fact that we hire more females than males, I don't, 30-year-old women are not going to tell their weight loss woes to a 49-year-old guy. I don't care what he looks like or what kind of shape he's in. So if they're fitness lovers, they can be involved in day-to-day, provided they also meet some other criteria as far as age. And we tell people that straight up about it. They understand. The other side is people who are investors who really want to see a good opportunity, okay? But I don't want people who are just looking to, like, set it and forget it, like they dump some money or something and they don't want to show up, they don't want to be involved. As an absentee, your involvement has to be on some type of personal level. Now, you don't have to be involved with the members per se, but if you're going to buy this franchise, you need to have involvement with your staff, and there needs to be a close relationship. If you want to be an absentee, that means you're trusting a bunch of people to safeguard your money and your investment and run your business for you. In order to make that happen, you've got to have a strong relationship with them. And we coach people on how to do this, and we've got an amazing model, and we have done this time and time again. But if it's a franchisee, like, say, it's a person who comes from the medical field, and they're not a people-friendly person, per se, they're not going to be as good a fit for us. So we have been very good, although we've grown incredibly fast. We have turned down a lot of deals in the last few years because we recognized early on who was going to make a good candidate and who wouldn't. And we certainly don't want to place anybody, any of your people or any people we get ourselves that aren't going to be a good fit. We'd rather not make any money now and thrive later on rather than just try and get all the money up front and get a bunch of problems that we inherit. So, for people who are looking for a return on investment, it's great. They fit really well, but because the numbers are awesome, but they have to want to have some involvement and work with people. Okay, so our sales process, although I said it's 3 to 5 weeks, we list here 4 to 6, but it really is 3 to 5 weeks in most cases. There's an initial call, an application process. They speak to some of the executive offices from time to time. There's the FDD, they do validation calls, and data discovery, and delivery of franchise agreement. Not always in that order, okay? But you're going to find out when you hear about it, the things that we do with your candidates to get them to the table, you've never heard of before. And I'll just tell you one or two things off the bat. So the first connection, the first touch that we have with your candidates is going to be a FedEx package coming to them, or UPS. I'm not sure depends on which week how it gets sent out. But it gets sent out a priority, like overnight. And it's a 7-inch tablet that comes preloaded. It's got ILKB wallpaper on the screen. Comes preloaded with an 11-minute movie that chronicles the lives of four of our franchisees. It also has a bunch of other mini videos that will take care of some of the questions that have come up, probably even before they actually come up. So we'd like to take the stinger out of the bee in that sense. So another thing that may happen in the process, so it's funny because a lot of the candidates call us up and go, well, do I have to send this back or anything? And we're like, no, it's yours to keep. And they're really excited about that. They also at one point, the candidate's name was Frank Smith, It'd be Smith, Frank, and it'd be printed on a blueprint. It comes in a giant tube, also Priority Mail or FedEx to them. And it's a proposed location, showing them on a real blueprint what their location might look like. And this really gets them in the future. Like they are, you know, we're kind of investigating this future experience of what it's going to be like to be an owner. And we send them some of the materials that the customers, the locations get, some of the consumables like the protein bars and protein peanut butter and protein puddings that we sell so well in the facility. They get boxing gloves, T-shirts, a whole bunch of other cool stuff that happens, which I don't want to tell you all right now. But that really, if we're going head to head against another concept, these are some of the reasons why we crush everybody in our path when it comes to sales. So that being said, let's move on to the next thing. And the training support I think we do is really unparalleled in the franchise industry. And I know that the reason why people fail, it's not the systems, it's the people. And we keep a very short leash on all our franchisees, and I don't say that in a derogatory way, but we don't allow people to drift far away from us. We're tethered to all our clients at all times, so that if there's ever a challenge, they know right off the bat that any problem they're going to have in their business, and we pre-train people, let them know, hey, you're going to be in business, you're going to have problems. But the thing they all walk away with when they leave Data Discovery and they buy is they understand that when a problem does show up, that us, ILKB, our company, is not only going to have the answer, but is going to be able to help them to work through the problem. And I think it's a fantasy to think that every system is perfect and there's never any challenges, but it's more comforting for the candidates to know, hey, man, when a problem comes up, these guys are going to handle it for us. They're going to be able to help me through it. I feel good about that. And that's why, why we sell a lot. So franchise training alone runs between, depending on when we're running it, between 4 and 5 days. There's ongoing instructor training and manager training, like I mentioned before. There's telephone support. We say 5 days, but it's really like 24/7. I mean, we answered franchisees at 12 o'clock at night if they've had a burning question. They do know to respect the time that all the coaches and everything have as far as helping them, but we go above and beyond all the time, and it's always recognized by the franchisees. There's an owner's website that has all the videos, articles, tutorials, help forums, everything they need to get these questions answered. So before they call us, there's a million things they can do first. Kind of like if you try and call Apple from a website or one of these other big companies, they have a whole knowledge base built in, so they try and get you to jump through all the hoops to find your answer before they ever call. And we kind of do a combination as well. Plus, there's on-site training for multi-outlet owners. Couple last things. When it comes to objections that you may hear, you're going to hear the first thing is kickboxing a fad. We tackle this, again, taking the stinger out of the bee. We tackle this very early on. And Scott, the director of franchise development, and myself, I'm going to send all of you, it's either a one sheet or a two sheet, that has about three sentences for each of these main objections that will come up that will help you to deal with them in a very intelligent and confident way. So kickboxing is a fad. We've got a video that explains it. It kind of pokes fun at some of the things that are very fatty, like hula hoop fitness and trampoline fitness, and there's even a little clip on poodle fitness, which is kind of funny. But, you know, fads don't last for 30 years, and kickboxing has really been an acceptable or an acknowledged, extremely great method of fitness for that period of time. And when you look at boxers and kickboxers and fighters, they are the most ripped of all athletes, you know, the most fit by far. So that usually isn't a problem after a few seconds. Sometimes the questions of, like, injuries or liabilities or insurance comes up. Insurance for our facility, since we don't have any contact, no one's punching each other in any way, is really $1,000 and change a year. And from a fitness perspective and an injury perspective, I recently saw a list of the top 100 sports, as they're taught in, like, facilities and everything, and their accident rating. And I'll just let you know, kickboxing, it was behind bowling. Bowling was 22. Kickboxing was after. So there are more injuries in bowling than there are in kickboxing. So as far as the owner taking this business, the liability is very minimal, all right? Some people ask, again, why is the membership so expensive? It's truly not. It's just that in comparison to a bunch of other brands that are struggling, that are charging less, it may appear so. But, people do get what they pay for, and, there's no apology to make for how much we charge, because in the boutique arena, like I mentioned before, we're actually priced on the low end. Just when you see other brands that are priced at $59 and $89, they can't get the number of members required to be able to make the right amount of money, and that's why a lot of them struggle from the get-go. Competitors we've seen, like we hear sometimes about UFC gyms, which is a lot more fighting, so it's not too common. CKO, which is a New York and New Jersey primarily based franchise, about 40 units. They've been around forever. I think we actually helped them to grow a little bit for some reason because they modeled some of our things. But they're not really a big contender. Title Boxing has kind of imploded. And again, all of those three models, though, implore like a 4,000 to 5,000 square foot facility with free weights and treadmills and boxing rings and a bunch of stuff that we don't feel is necessary. But it all looks like they're doing the same thing. Nine Rounds, which you guys are familiar with, is a much different concept than us. You know, much less expensive on all levels. A tiny facility, nine people taking class at any given time. But we have classes, 8 hours, you know, there's eight classes a day on most days, and you're putting, you know, 30 to 55 people in a class. There's a different level of energy involved, and there are people who gravitate towards group classes, and there are people who gravitate more towards a curves or nine rounds type setup, which is what Nine Rounds is based on, that curves model of nine stations, and, you know, you have 3 minutes a station, you got about a 20 and a half minute workout or whatever. That's okay for some people, but more people gravitate towards the group fitness model that we do. And that's just I'm not giving an opinion, I'm just telling you based on the numbers. Orange Theory, another model that's probably more similar to us in investment. It's a few hundred thousand dollars higher. The return, what people make per year, about the same. The only thing is they can do it in a year. We do it in a matter of weeks. So that's the big disconnect there. And let me go over, most importantly, at the very end, the referral fees that you guys have. $30,000 for a single unit. We give you guys $50,000 for a three-pack and $70,000 for a five-pack. And, again, we're selling an average of 4.16 units over the last year. So if there's any questions, if we want to open it up, Kim, I'm more than more than happy to take some questions from people.
The conference has been unmuted.
Yeah, Mike, this is John McClone in Chicago. How are you?
Hey, John.
Quick question. From what are you showing and averaging from the time they sign to the time you open, from a timing standpoint?
Yeah, we're anywhere. I would say realistically, a 5 to 7 months is the time from signing to getting open. The construction time, once they're in a lease, it's usually 90 days. It's the only challenge sometimes is that real estate portion of it. Since we've got the new construction company, I'm seeing that time shorten up a little bit. But it's only we've only been with them a couple of months, so to say that as an average yet, I maybe being a little premature. But we're comfortable in the 5 to 7 month mark.
Okay, could you or your franchise development person give me a call when we're done here? I want to talk about Chicago. Thank you.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any questions?
Hey, Mike, it's Boynton Weeks in New Jersey. Great job.
How you doing, sir?
Quick question. I think I heard you mention the multi-unit pricing, but I think you went kind of quickly through that.
I'm going to go through it. Yeah, a single unit is $50,000. A three-pack is $110,000, and a five-pack is $145,000. And all this stuff, we've created this other one sheet for you guys. I think it's actually two pages. I keep saying one sheet, but it's going to have all that basic stuff, so you guys will be able to speak about the brand very intelligently and confidently.
Great. Thanks.
And Kim, did you email the presentation, everybody?
Gary here from Toronto. I have several questions for Canada, but maybe a separate call will do.
Okay. Hey, Gary. So we're in a few locations in Canada. We're in Vaughan and Toronto, and we're actually out in British Columbia. Location's doing great, the Vaughan location, although kind of on the outskirts of the GTA, right? Still does really well. I mean, it's a very successful unit. I wish we had some more units closer in. The other network we were in really has no connection in Canada. But the GTA, I know, is, I want to get Rain Man here with you, 4.3 million people in the greater Toronto area. Our average number of people that we use to form a territory is about 125,000 to 130,000 people. So if you have a very solid, barring any cruddy areas in there, you've got 20 units that can be sold in a GTA easily. And we do need the right person to help do that.
I will take you right to Atlantic, so we definitely need a call.
Awesome, awesome. I'll make sure Scott has a session, sir.
Thanks. Good job.
Thank you.
Michael, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with our Fran Edders today. And Fran Edders, thank you for hanging in there with us during these difficulties. And if there's no more questions, then this concludes this call. And, Scott, I guess they'll be reaching out to you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks. Fran Edders, thank you so much. Tim, thanks for everyone, thanks again for all your patience. And I do apologize for the glitches, but look forward to doing some great business together. And I think you guys will be really excited as you learn more about our model.
Thank you. Everyone have a good day. Thank you, Fran Edders.
Great day, everyone.
Good day. Bye-bye.